Yeah, I think I need to look into, well, some antenna design stuff, because I'm kind of curious on how to get, or how to build a better antenna than the tiny whip that I have off the top of my radio. And I say tiny, it's 15 inches or something like that, 15, maybe 18. Either way, I'm kind of curious about trying to figure out how to build an antenna that I can hit, throw a rope in a tree and get it higher in the air so that I can get further signal. More out of curiosity than anything else, just. Do you have any advice for that?
And for what band? I know people do that, you know, they for field day. You know, that's generally what people do. It's pretty common, right? You know, but people get all creative stuff. For what band, Darren?
I was more looking for trying to do a UHF-VHF thing so that I could throw an antenna in a tree and get further range than I could off of the radio, just the radio with the antenna that's on it right now by default. The idea would be to try to like see if I could hit further out repeaters that I've not been able to figure out how to pick up so far.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think a popular one, you know, people do like for that kind of thing is they get those they build those J poles, you know. So you could make it out of copper or you could put wires or you put those wires inside. You'd have to check the tuning a little bit on it, but that's kind of what some of them do. They put them in PVC. You know, some people are saying they're using them. You have to get like 300 ohm twin lead, and they're saying how pricey those 300 ohm twin lead is. So some people are happy when they explore some of that. You know, we've been talking in recent weeks and months, and but yeah, people kind of do that with some of these J poles because a J pole, right? It's a halfway, so it isn't ground dependent. So that's kind of a for experimentation or that kind of thing, I would look into that.